Spokane County Sheriff Ozzy Knezovich says he has turned that manifesto called The Biblical Basis for War over to the FBI. The sheriff describes the material as, quote, how these groups intend to seize control by force should there be a government collapse or civil war. In it, same-sex marriage and abortion are condemned, and it says those who do not obey the biblical law should be killed. Shea says the message was taken out of context and that he was discussing sermons on biblical wars in the Old Testament. But now, donors to Shea's re-election campaign are having second thoughts about supporting the controversial candidate. The Northwest Credit Union Association represents more than 180 credit unions in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, and made a $1,000 contribution to Matt Shea's campaign this year. But now, Vice President of Public Affairs Lynn Hyder says after reviewing Shea's social media activity that, quote, his beliefs do not reflect the views and values of our organization, member credit unions, or customers, unquote. Hyder says they're now asking Representative Shea to return the $1,000 contribution made by their PAC in this election cycle. Meanwhile, Avista Corporation Senior Director of Government Regulations, Collins Sprague, now says that company is taking a serious look at the manifesto and the future funding of Matt Shea's campaign by the company.
It has caught people's attention here within the company, as it should, given what it appears to espouse. But I, you know, say that going forward, to the extent that there are actions or behaviors that any particular candidate engages in, and here I'm not necessarily distinguishing Representative Shea, but if there are things that clearly conflict with the values of our company, then we will take those into consideration in deciding whether or not to support a candidate in the future.
Avista donated $2,000 to Shea's campaign. We contacted several other donors to the political campaign of Shea, including the Washington Association of Realtors, the Washington Healthcare Association, and BNSF Railway to get their reaction to Shea's manifesto. None of those contributors returned our messages. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.